If this year's election is between President Bush and Senator Kerry, we're going to hear more about what each did during the great character conflict of their generation, Vietnam. Senator Kerry was a celebrated hero and critic of that war. President Bush was a veteran of the Texas Air National Guard. Earlier, I spoke with Weekly Standard senior editor Christopher Caldwell.
To the extent that the service in the National Guard is an issue or not, perhaps the real question is not what did you do in the war, but what didn't you do? That is, here you are, the child of political elites, a man who supports the war. Is it necessary, is it required for Mr. Bush to enlist and go fight in the war that he said he politically supported, as John Kerry did?
I think we're now at the point where an anti-war, a person who had an anti-war youth can do just as well as a person who enlisted and fought. But the important thing is that your youthful encounter with the war not involve any fudging. And that's what Bill Clinton's encounter certainly did, and what some people are claiming that President Bush's did.
I don't think there's any question for people of that generation. Certainly there's none in my mind, and that is my generation, what it meant to join the National Guard then. And it was to fudge. If you were getting into the National Guard, everyone knew what that meant.
Well, it was service of a kind, but where I think the president has been disingenuous is to try to use the present-day deployment of the National Guard, which is very often a combat force, with the National Guard as it existed in 1968, which was a strictly safe stateside thing and a very safe way of avoiding combat.
There were television pictures this week of Mr. Bush at Fort Polk in Louisiana being cheered by troops, and John Kerry certainly brought out some of his shipmates from the Vietnam War. Why is it that this sort of distinctive kind of military service still seems to matter so much?
It's because the most important task that a president performs is to protect the national security, and it involves so many intangible things that we have to look for good proxies for that, for the kind of decision making that is required in moments of national emergency, and pretty much the best proxy we have arrived at is how a man behaves in combat. And if someone goes out and volunteers to serve his country in a dangerous way and then acts decisively and even heroically as John Kerry did, it's about as good as you can get of an indication of how a president will behave in foreign policy situations.
Let me ask you this specifically about Mr. Bush. Whether one takes one view or another of his National Guard service, he can demonstrate very clearly what kind of leadership he would provide in crisis. He's had the crisis. He's been president during war. So if one looks for the past as a test of the future, hasn't Mr. Bush already answered those questions?
Yes, and that's why facing an opponent with Kerry's record is much less of a problem for President Bush than it would be for a first-time candidate for president. You're absolutely right.
Christopher Caldwell, a senior editor at the Weekly Standard and a regular contributor to Day Today. Chris, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you, Alex.